Okay, let's look at Blackbird. And I specifically want to check in with our... Keys for what?
What?
I have to lock up. I already have a key.
Oh.
So let's check in with this. So we're hitting that hard like we did in our warm-ups, and then going right to a hum. So we want a closed hum there. Altos, tenors are doing. So if your nose starts itching, you're doing it right. That is our rule of thumb. Sopranos are on the top line there. Let's just check those for part three and part two at measure 13 to measure 21. So. 1, 2, 3. Measures on six.
Is that just the, that's not a...
Yeah, sopranos are doing them.
Oh, just for the, that, are, I mean...
We're just checking the pitches for this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll add you in just a moment. Top of six, ready, go. Ah, so don't hold that one, because we all need to be in the clear for beat four there. So it's 1, 2, 3, sorry, 1, 2, good. I like that sound just coming along. Let's go from the top now and see. Get this off the board. So 1, 2, ready, go.
Blackbird singing in the dark of night.
This is from the top. That was the intro. Try that again. 1, 2, ready, sing.
Blackbird singing in the dark of night. With his golden wings and mine to fly. All your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Week on page 28. Let's go over these pitches really quick. So sopranos do, and then the 2-4, 2-3, breathe. Just think you were only waiting for this moment to arise. And got yours. Altos, 28, top of 8, sing. 2, 3, breathe. 1, 2, 3, off. Beat 4 is empty, so don't hold that. Singer-itis when we want to hold every note to the end of the measure, because we can. And the Beatles did not do that in singing. A lot of their songs, they were cutting things off before the end of the measure. It happens a lot in the review, too. Okay, baritones start on a B-flat at 28. Let's do yours on an oo. Ready, go. For all parts to hopefully match up to. So let's try these oohs again. All parts at 28. 1, 2, ready. Especially look at page 9. Here's a long one that we're holding up for 3 beats there at the top. If we do a sforzando, which is a magical effect for singers, to hit the note hard, attack the note, back off the sound, and then increase the sound again. So it's, don't ask me to spell it, but it's called sforzando. Okay, so we would hit flop. I back off and then crescendo it, doing all of that increase. So it's an accent, it's a decrescendo, and then a crescendo. Could be a cool effect. Particularly, we'll try it on page 9 because we have the time to do that. And I think you write S, F, Z, and it's all connected together.
S, Z.
No. I think there's an S-G-O-F. S-F-Z, yeah. What's that? No. Yes, let's try it on the measure, I don't know. 30, oh, there's a measure. 35, that's the top middle one of 9, and then 36 on 37. We'll do it both times there. See how that works. So let's get into that from 28. So that's top of 8. These are oohs. Hums change to oo. So 1, 2, ready, go. We did it. Good. I think we can do that again. final time we do it. I think it's, we'll just do it on the fly. So there's a dude on page 11 as well. So that would be take these broken wings. Take these broken wings and learn to cover. So we'll have three of them there. We won't do it on the night or any of the other pop-out notes. All right. Let's keep that. That was chilling. Very good thing.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent. When we can add details like this, it's a really good sign. So let's stand and do this whole piece with our new sports sandals, and we will be done for the evening. Counting for you, 1, 2, 3, go!
Like we're singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. When we do page 6 and 7, we'll just do that, just like a small crescendo there for those, but no sports sandal on those, and we'll save it for later on in the song. Yeah, we need some contrast, otherwise they'll get spoiled. And he's so impressed by our dynamics. All right, thank you very much, everyone. We'll be back next week.